Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Marie Durham Bailey is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-2-21. Apparently at that time, she fell over a tree trunk while at work. Apparently was lying in the middle of the walk path off the step down. But as a result, she believes she injured her neck, common hands, common shoulders, and knees, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be diagnoses of sprain of the right wrist, neck, back, and knees. Period, she did undergo radiofrequency ablation on the neck on 9-6-22, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. She admits injuring her neck in a motor vehicle accident in 2009, after which she treated for 2 years. Appeared in that same event. She also injured her back, shoulder, and knees. Appeared she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Appeared she did undergo cervical spine injections from that earlier accident. Appeared in the paragraph. For her claim petition, Ms. Durham Bailey fell over a tree branch, injuring both hands, comma, both knees, comma, right wrist, comma, right shoulder, comma, neck, and back. Prior treatment record shows she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 8-3-21. Period. She gave a history that on 8-2-21, she was walking in the parking lot of her job. Prior she tripped and fell, landing on her hands and knees over some debris. Period, she informed her supervisor, and then presented for this evaluation. Period, she reported her neck was stiff and painful. Period, her left hand was stiff and swollen, along with numbness. She also had some pain in the right hand and swelling to the right knee. Period, her left knee hurts, but not as bad as the right. Period, he noted a history of gastric bypass surgery in 2010. Period, she denied any previous injuries, motor vehicle accidents, or chiropractic treatment to the involved areas. Period, he diagnosed. He diagnosed contusions of the left and right knee, comma, pain of the left and right wrist, comma, right elbow pain, comma, and cervical muscle strain, for which he started her on diclofenac. Period. He reviewed x-rays that were negative for fracture. Period. He had prior cervical issues treated with pain management from a prior motor vehicle accident. She had some stiffness and pain, but no radiculopathy there, and should heal with conservative intervention. Period. He also placed her on activity modifications. Period. Ms. Durham Bailey followed up with Dr. Zucconi over the next several weeks. Period. On 9-2-21, she stated she was feeling better and only had minor symptoms. Period. This involved her hands when she is holding things such as stacks of papers. Period. She has no weakness in the hand. Period. Most of her discomfort is in her neck and trapezius area with no radiculopathy. But she also had some pain in her right knee with prolonged standing and walking. Period. He then advised her to finish out physical therapy. Period. On 10-7-21, he documented she had a history of cervical epidural injections from Dr. Smith under her private insurance. Period. From time to time, she had to have these about once per year. Period. She continued to attend physical therapy. Period. on 10/7/21. He wrote, overall, her injuries were doing well, and she was at maximum medical improvement. Bridge was discharged from her other injuries relative to the cervical spine, but she had pain and stiffness and some mild radicular symptoms. Brady recommended she see pain management Dr. Smith, from whom she had prior intervention under her private insurance. Her neck pain is causally related to her work injury and aggravated pre-existing disease process. She may require an injection to get her back to her baseline status. At that point, she would be considered maximum medical improvement and discharged from care to regular duties. Period. New paragraph. On 12/22/21, she was seen in the same orthopedic group by Dr. Catalano. Period. He noted she was treated a costal spine for her cervical pain and physical therapy was ordered for the neck and shoulder as well as an MRI. Period. She admitted to a prior motor vehicle accident in 2016, injuring her cervical spine. Period. She treated for this with Dr. Smith. Period. She also had physical therapy to the cervical and lumbar spine in the past. Period. He referenced an MRI of the right shoulder that was done on 11/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. He then performed a cortisone injection to the right shoulder for calcific tendonitis. Period. At follow-up on 1/12/22, she stated the injection provided her a lot of relief, but she still had some discomfort. Period. She's performing home exercises and had pain with different movements, but was on light duty. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered to the right shoulder. Period. She followed up with Dr. Catalano on 2/9/22 when she was going to continue therapy as well as home exercises. Period. On 3/9/22, another corticosteroid injection was given to the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin in the same group on 3/22/22. Period. He diagnosed contusions and pain of both knees, as well as prepatellar bursitis of the right knee. This knee was injected with corticosteroid. She saw Dr. Catalano again on 4/6/22 regarding the right shoulder. That was feeling some discomfort. He thought she was doing reasonably well with it and performing home exercises. Range of motion and strength was improved. Pretty discharged her at maximum medical improvement and authorized her to work full duty relative to the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph, she returned to Dr. Zucconi on 4/19/22 regarding her knee pain. Period. He learned she was retiring in June. Period. She felt overworked and overstressed. Period. She was going to continue topical anti-inflammatories as needed. Period. He did not see a need for surgical intervention of any type based upon her functionality. Period. She saw Dr. Zucconi again on 7/19/22 in 3-month follow-up for her knee pain, for her right knee pain. Period. Her last injection was in May 2022 and was doing well since. Period. Shoulder range of motion was excellent and her rotator cuff strength was intact. Period. Her knee range of motion was symmetrical. Period. All in all, she had done well and the injuries appear to be at an acceptable level. Period. She continues to receive treatment with costal spine for her cervical spine. Period. Regarding the shoulder and knee, she was at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. said she did undergo cervical spine x-rays on 11-9-21 that were unremarkable. Period x-rays of the right shoulder that same day. Showed minimal change of degenerative disease involving the shoulder joint and AC joint, but there was also calcific tendonitis of the right shoulder. Period. She had an MRI of the right shoulder on 11-19-21 at the referral of Dr. Testaudi. Those results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Durham Bailey was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaudi on 3-3-22. Period. He noticed she had been participating in physical therapy. Period. She denied seeing anyone for her knee pain, notwithstanding the documentation already discussed. Period. He noted a history of neck pain as a result of a motor vehicle accident in 2010. Period. She then had additional treatment as marked from the bottom of page 1 through the middle of page 2 of his report. Period. Dr. Testaudi diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, and knee pain. Period. He recommended bilateral facet joint injections to the cervical spine, as well as epidural steroid injections. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She saw Dr. Testaudi again on 5-18-22. Having undergone bilateral facet joint injections by Dr. Patel on 4-5-22. Period. At this point, she had about 50% relief of her pain and burning sensation in both scapulae. Period. Her symptoms were not nearly as severe or as frequent. Period. He wrote that she should return to Dr. Patel to move forward with confirmatory medial branch blocks to determine if she is a candidate for radiofrequency ablation. Period. She admitted to some improvement of strength and range of motion with physical therapy, but did not have much improvement of her pain with this type of treatment. Period. On 10-10-22, he noted RFA was done on 9-6-22 with 80% relief on the right and 100% relief on the left. Paired medial branch blocks were done on 7-5-22, resulting in 50% relief bilaterally of neck pain. Paired she had similar relief of neck pain with facet injections at C4-5 and C5-6 on 4-20-22. Period. She had these done by Dr. Patel. Period. Dr. Testaudi released her from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. She indeed saw Dr. Patel on 7-5-22 when injection therapy was initiated. Period. This continued through 9-6-22 at a minimum. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show that at the referral of Dr. Shah, she underwent flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine in 7-15-16 that were negative. Period. She did see Dr. Shah on 7-21-16 due to lumbar pain. Period. He thought she had right-sided lumbar radiculopathy and referred her for an MRI. Period. She returned to him on 8-18-16 noting its results to be inserted as marked. Period. She then saw pain specialist Dr. Smith at Premier on 10/25/16. Period. She complained of ongoing bilateral low back pain, buttock and hip pain for at least 8 months. Period. She had physical therapy and massage therapy with no change. Period. She did have a lumbar MRI and denied radicular symptoms. Period. Dr. Smith had her undergo bilateral facet injections at 04-5 and 05-S1. Period. She also completed a form supporting the patient's medical need for abdominoplasty, secondary to lumbar spondylosis and stenosis. Period. On 11/22/16, she wrote, there was 75% relief from the facet injection administered on 11/9/16. Period. She was scheduled to undergo abdominoplasty on Monday and would follow up in mid-January. Period. She did see Dr. Smith again on 1/24/17, having undergone the surgery on 11/28/16. Period. She is having less pain since undergoing that procedure. Period. She did have a lumbar MRI on 8/3/16 to be inserted here. Period. She saw a hematologist on 5/15/17 named Dr. Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-E-Z. Period. She had come in after many years. Period. She was craving ice and feels like her iron may be low. Period. She had a mammogram and had been informed about its results, but no biopsy was done. Period. Her laboratory studies were reviewed. Period. She had gastroenterologic evaluation on 8/30/17 for abdominal pain. Period. She had gastric bypass surgery about 15 years earlier. Period. Pain was mainly in the epigastric region associated with some diarrhea. Period. She had severe iron deficiency requiring intravenous iron infusions. Period. She had a CAT scan of the neck and chest on 12/14/18. Due to thrombocytopenia, comma, swelling of the right side of her neck and supraclavicular region. Period. There was no significant adenopathy, but there was prominent pericardial recess on the right with fluid density. Period. New paragraph on 5/12/19. She was seen at Inspira emergency room. Period. 2 days earlier, she woke up and thought she had slept wrong, causing headache in the back of her head going down her neck. Period. She also complained of pain in the back of her head. Period. Her pain level is greater than 10/10. Period. It hurts for her to move her neck from side to side. Period. After evaluation, including CAT scans, she was diagnosed with head pain and neck pain, after which she was treated and released. The CAT scan of the head showed no acute intracranial abnormality. Period. On 2/26/19, she underwent bilateral lower extremity venous ultrasounds that were negative for deep vein thrombosis. The same day, she had x-rays of the right knee due to chronic pain. They showed marked narrowing of the medial knee joint due to chronic osteoarthritis. Period. early record show on 5/12/19. Scratch that. Early record show. She was seen by her PCP on 5/14/19 for neck pain. She complained of right knee and leg pain that had been present for months on 12/23/19. Paired right knee x-rays were done on 12/26/19. Paired she also complained of left knee pain for several days on 11/10/20. Paired she reiterated her knee complaints through 11/10/20. Paired it is my understanding she has now requested additional treatment for her cervical spine, alleging an increase in her pain. Period. I will opine as to whether she needs additional treatment relative to the subject event from more than 2 years ago. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the right shoulder was full with coaxing without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired shoulder maneuvers normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal, extremities lower. She had mild tenderness, palpation by the right infrapatella area, but there was none on the left. Paired modified provocative maneuvers that the knees were negative to be inserted. Cervical, she was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic, normal, lumbar, sacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes, complaining of knee pain. Paired, she changed position fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees. Paired, active flexion was to 70 degrees with tenderness, but she sat comfortably at 90 degrees. Paired, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaint. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions. On 8/2/21, Marie Duran Bailey tripped and fell on debris outside of work, believing she injured her hands, knees, right wrist, right shoulder, neck, and back. Paired, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi the following day. Paired, she was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Paired, she then had x-rays of the cervical spine and right shoulder done on 11/9/21, followed by a right shoulder MRI on 11/19/21 to be inserted here. Paired, she treated with Dr. Zucconi and his colleagues, including Dr. Smith and perhaps Dr. Shaw. Paired, she concurrently was being seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaudi. Period. He had her undergo x-rays of the cervical spine and right shoulder, as well as a right shoulder MRI on 11/19/21. Paired, she did receive cortisone injections to the right shoulder by Dr. Catalano. Paired, Dr. Testaudi noted on 3/3/22, she had a prior motor vehicle accident around 2010. Paired, she underwent medical management, physical therapy, and injections for a couple of years. Paired, she went on to receive treatment with Dr. Testaudi and Dr. Patel by way of facet injections. Period. It is evident that the petitioner did have prior orthopedic problems. Period. These included right hand pain on 10/26/15. Period. She also had lumbar spine x-rays done on 7/15/16. And an MRI on 8/3/16. Paired, she underwent facet injections on 11/9/16 and CAT scan of the cervical spine on 12/14/18. Period. The paragraph of the current exam of Ms. Duran Bailey was relatively benign. Paired with coaxing, she had full range motion about the right shoulder. Paired provocative maneuvers there were negative. Paired similarly, provocative maneuvers were negative at the wrists and hands. Appeared she had intact strength and sensation. Appeared there was mild tenderness, palpation at the right knee, but modified provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Appeared she ambulated without an assisted device. Appeared she had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Where provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Appeared she also had full range of motion about the cervical spine. Appeared new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to either hand, common knee, common right wrist, common right shoulder, common neck, or back. Appeared this petitioner's pre-existing degenerative abnormalities that had been, for which she had been treating for several years, were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by a fall from a standing height on 8/2/21. Period. And